Good morning. We're continuing with Chayotim Klal Lamed Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph, and we're talking about the scenarios where a person makes a mistake during Kriyas HaTorah, whether it's in reading the word incorrectly or the trap. So the Mishnah Berurah is actually mashma that there is a problem. We have to correct the person when he makes a mistake in trap. There are two types of trap. There's what is known as mafsikim, and there are mishorsim. Mishorsim are the connector type of trap, which connects the word with the following word. And then there are mafsikim. There is trap which acts as an interruption between two words. It acts as a pause. Within mafsikim, there are different types of mafsikim. There are some which are a more significant pause, some which are less significant pause. There are different levels of mafsikim. But within the mishorsim, there's only one level. They're all called mishorsim. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person makes a mafsik into a mishores, or a mishores into a mafsik, if he switches the two, so the halacha is that we have to correct him. That's how Mishnah Berurah understands. Now, does he mean that we have to go back afterwards? In general, the vast majority of scenarios, that would not be ma'akev in what the word means and what the pasuk means. So we would not have to go back. But b'shas ma'isa, according to Mishnah Berurah, we would correct him if he makes such a mistake. So it was very incumbent upon the Baal Kare to know the difference in a mafsik and a mishores, and to make sure that he lanes appropriately. Another thing which comes along with the issue of trup, the trup is placed on the word in the place where you're supposed to stress. You're supposed to stress that syllable. So there are two places to stress a syllable in Diktuk of the Torah. There is mil el and mil ra. Mil ra means below, literally, and mil el means above. So milra means on the last syllable of the word. That's at the end. That's lower. And milel means above, which means actually the syllable before the end. In English, it would be called the penultimate syllable. So the second to last syllable of the word. The definition of a syllable is a little bit different than the way you would make syllables in English, but based on the Klal of Dikduk, that's where it's supposed to be placed. The trup is usually placed in the place where you're supposed to pronounce the word. Mil'el mara, in the vast majority of cases, does not make a difference in what the word means, but there are scenarios where mil'el mara will change the meaning of the word. Two examples of that. Rashi points out in Chumash that the word ba'ah in the keva, bays aleph hay, could either mean that is coming, or it could mean came. It could be in the present tense, or it could be in the past tense. Vehine bito Rachel ba'ah im hatzon, and behold, Laban's daughter Rachel is coming. But they were saying to Yaakov, look, Rachel is coming. Ba'ah im hatzon, she's coming right now. And later on it says, Rachel ba'ah, and Rachel came. So, both of them are true. Ba'ah, if you pronounce it mara, it means coming. Ba'ah, she came already, means that she, mil'el means that she came already. So, depending where you put the stress, you're going to change the appearance of the mila. Another example of where you stress a word will make a difference in the pirush of the mila is based on the concept in diktuk. And for those of you who have an aversion to diktuk, please bear with me. We'll introduce the concept today and finish it in tomorrow's shir. There is something known as a vav ha-hipuch. So many times, Lashon HaKadosh, you will notice that there is a word which is in the past tense or the future tense, and its understanding is the exact opposite. So a vav, the beginning of a word, is a vav achibur, connects the word with the previous words. The vav also can function in the function of changing the tense from past tense to future tense. And the way that we do that, there's a difference between the way we do it from a future to past and past to future. So for example, Yechulu means it will be completed. It will be completed. It's the future tense. Yichal means that it will be, that the singular will be completed. Yevorich, he will bless. He will bless in the future tense. So we read the paragraph about Yechulu Hashemayim, and it means that Hashem completed the world, and he blessed it in the past tense. So what changes this word, Yechulu, which means it will be completed in the future tense, to the past tense? The Vav just means and. But a Vav with a Patach, as opposed to a Vav with a Shua, doesn't mean and. It means and it changes the tense. Ve'yechulu means and he will complete. Va'yechulu means and he completed. So there, you change from the future to the past by taking the vav, and making it the vav a hipuch by putting a patach under. So if a person would read it v'yechulu, he's not reading the pasuk correctly. V'yechulu means and it will be completed. V'yevorach and he will bless. V'yevorach and he blessed. V'yekadish and he made it holy. V'yekadish, he will make it holy. So a person has to be very careful to read that pronounce that patach under those vavs correctly, and that it shouldn't sound like a shwa, because then he's really changing what the word means. That's changing the future to the past. What about past to the future? Hashem will talk about that in tomorrow's shir. Have a good day.